This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
But Fred Craddock tells the story of growing up in Tennessee. He said that his mother was a godly woman, would take them to church faithfully. But Fred said his dad would never go to church, never attend anything. In fact, Fred's father's comment was always this: they're just a bunch of hypocrites down at that local Christian church, and all they want is my money. They're just a bunch of hypocrites, a bunch of phonies. And so for all his growing up years, Fred Craddock remembers dad staying at home and mom taking him to church. Well, the time came later on in life, after Fred Craddock was out teaching in college and gone and away from the home, his father came down with throat cancer, cancer of the larynx. And it got so bad, he got to the place where he couldn't talk. He couldn't talk at all. When Fred's dad was near death at the hospital, Fred said he went to the hospital to visit, and as he walked into the hospital room, Fred said, "I saw these flowers everywhere from those hypocrites down at the Christian church." The room was just full of flowers. "And I saw cards on a wall. There was just one after another. They were just, you know, so many covering one another from those phonies down at the Christian church saying, 'Mr. Craddock, we're praying for you. We love you. We love your family.'" And finally, Fred's dad saw him, obviously saw him doing this. And Fred went over to his dad to talk to him, and his dad motioned for the box of Kleenex. And Fred handed him the box of Kleenex, and Fred's dad took a pen and wrote on the box, "I was wrong. I was wrong." One of the last communications that Fred Craddock had with his father: "Those hypocrites down at the church, all they want is my money. And when he was dying of cancer, I was wrong." Have you ever wondered about people who are offended by Christians? But more than that, have you ever wondered about people who are offended by Christ? Did you know that Jesus himself would talk about people who were offended by him? And Jesus would use the phrase offended. It's the word offense is used in the King James, but in the passage we study today, the phrase is translated in the NIV that people would walk away because of him. There's so many people today that are afraid to bring up the subject of Christ for fear of offending people, and yet Jesus himself said, "I will offend people." Just talking about Jesus Christ to some people is an offense. Just talking about what Jesus taught is an offense. And today we're going to read where people were offended by Christ, not according to other people, but according to Jesus himself. It's in Luke 7 as we continue exactly where we left off last week. Luke 7:18. John's disciples told him about all these things. And I'll talk about what those things are in a moment. "Calling two of them, he sent them to the Lord to ask, 'Are you the one who is to come? Or should we expect someone else?' When the men came to Jesus, they said, 'John the Baptist sent us to ask you, are you the one who is to come, or should we expect someone else?' At that very time, Jesus cured many who had diseases, sicknesses, and evil spirits, and gave sight to many who were blind. So he replied," Jesus replied to the messengers, "'Go back and report to John what you have seen and heard. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cured, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is preached to the poor. Blessed is the man who does not fall away, on account of me.'"
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.